Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of My Cousin Trendy. Remember when he says,
My Cousin Trendy,
when Joe Pesci says that?
Of course. The titular line.
Very familiar.
Oh, man. Rudy.
Rudy.
Rudy, I'm Jack. That's Miles. That's also DJ Daniel. So you know what that means. We got some video game news coming. Damn, that was pretty good.
They were just that Sega.
Damn, that's sick, DJ Daniel. Sick drop.
Wow,
dude.
I gotta make that now. That sounds great.
So guys, AirPods Max trending.
Hell yeah. Yep. Is that a joke?
It seems like a joke to me, because what they have done is just created over-ear headphones and called them AirPods Max.
Fuck you.
Yeah, I don't.
What the fuck is this?
It's they're also, so they're coming in at a clean price point of, let me guess.
Okay.
It has noise canceling. Okay, it has all the things that the AirPod Max or the AirPod Pro has. So noise canceling, like quick pairing. I will just give you the other price points in the industry. Best in class. Sony's WH-1000 XM.
MX4s?
XM4s.
Yep, I got the 3s, but
so they are coming in at $279. And deliver 30 hours of battery life. Beats Solo Pro coming in at $300.
The XM MX4s for that much? That's a deal. That's below MSRP. I would hop on that if you're seeing that.
I don't know if they're the X4s. They're called Sony's WH White House 1000 XMSs.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Well.
A little bit different.
So they might be a little bit different.
Yeah, I'm just going to say just one last time, those other ones are the GOAT noise canceling headphones.
The ones you got?
Okay, so these ones, if it's Apple, then, and people are winning, $499.
$549.
Oh, yep. Fuck you.
Yeah, bro.
That's horse shit.
I know.
It's wild.
The AirPods, at least I could understand. Like, yeah. they're quick. You're like, oh, bing, bing. Let me do my Donald Trump impersonation. I don't know why I said bing, bing. But like, if you're interacting with Apple shit, it makes sense to like be like, oh, my phone to my computer, whatever. But the over the ears, see, that's a different. I treat over the ear headphones as a completely different experience. Like, I'm as an audiophile, like, that's a whole other investment that I take very seriously. And that's a lot. Like, considering what you can get for under $400 to go to $549, like, you're just paying for like the privilege of someone being like, oh, let's rob that fool.
Hey, Miles, what kind of audiophile are you? Wave, MP3? Oh, thanks. I'll be here all night, folks. My real concern with this is
I'm
that
an MG3.
As with all Apple products, I always worry that you're gonna come that like basically this just means that the other products are going to be harder to use with Apple products than like they're gonna stop making it so that it's as easy as possible to use other wireless over your headphones. And
that's what you're saying. Yeah.
Yeah. They don't add functionality. They just basically make it pair better than the comp with your iPhone.
Right.
Yep. It's wild. I have a Bluetooth speaker that I've been using for probably like a couple years. And then I upgraded OS, doesn't connect anymore. AirPods connect fine.
Yeah. Mm. Interesting. Mm. Interesting. Huh. Is it Jambox? Is it one of those Jawbone thingies?
I wish I was so nice enough for a Jambox Jawbone, but it's a soul
they, boy
thing.
Do soul they still service, make the Jawbones?
Yeah, exactly.
Jawbone. They're around. Didn't the they like, just pivot to something else?
Yeah.
I think whatever. Yeah. Who knows? I mean, we're
that
like
was one of the better products speakers of the past, like. Mm. 15 years in terms of durability.
I was a fan of the Ultimate Ears Boom myself. A couple homies had those and you put them together, had a little backyard party. But I'm curious with the naming convention, then they're out, like they do Pro and Max, and there's also Pro Max. So where are the AirPods Pro Max? What are those going to look like?
That's right, man. That's going to be next level up.
Yeah. Those are solid gold.
Yes.
Also, these things look stupid.
Like, yeah, they don't look cool.
They look like really like if Wes Anderson was doing a film about air traffic controllers in like the 2040s.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
This is what they would be wearing in the control tower.
Yeah. They're definitely has some like future stylings. Yeah.
Could use a little more swag, if you ask me, for the price point.
But yeah, very minimal design, but like not in any way.
Yo, this smart. What's this case? Cool.
Oh, bro! Oh, you didn't know about the smart
the booby
case?
Purse?
It looked like a bra.
Yeah.
No, Apple. No, no, thank you. No, thank you. I'm fine.
I think it's also weird that they bought Beats to then cannibalize that whole company. Just be like, no, we made these headphones out of whatever we bought from that company. It's just like Beats, whatever.
That shows you how much they don't give a fuck.
They're yeah,
like, we'll buy your ass out, and you'll be like, this is a deal of our lifetime. And Apple's like, we're richer than most fucking countries. And we're liquid as fuck.
Get at me.
Yeah.
There's another COVID outbreak in the White House. Jenna Ellis, who you might remember Googling because she was that third person on stage at one of the original Rudy off the reservation press conferences where he was throwing out wild accusations. There was Rudy. There was the Rosemary's Baby lady,
Sydney Powell.
And then there was this young blonde woman in the background who was just kind of sitting there. Didn't say a whole lot in that press conference, but she is Team MAGA, one of Trump's lawyers who hasn't been thrown off the bus and under the wheels just yet. And she tested positive for COVID, which has caused some concern among the people who work at the White House because she was at the White House Christmas party and she was kissing.
No,
I don't know if that's true. No, I
have no idea. I like that. I was going to say, she was
parked under the mistletoe. No, I have no idea. But that's still, not great. I don't know how there was any doubt that she, like, why she wasn't quarantining when she has spent the last 2 months, like, anchored to Rudy Giuliani, who recently tested positive. But I mean, I do know how that is. They don't believe in science, I guess.
It's just funny how, like, the White, how, like, clicky even in the White House is that, like, all those, like, those that Axios stories, like, about how they all groaned when she showed up at the party, like, oh, here she fucking comes, keep her away from the president because she's just gonna get them all worked up on that bullshit, which is the reason they don't like her.
Really?
Having
I didn't
her
even
around.
See that.
Yeah, it's because her whole thing is like they already don't fuck with her there because she has this effect on the president of just being like saying this nonsense about lawsuits. He's like, go on, tell me more. And I should what? And then that, so there's like a struggle for the president's attention already. And then when she comes in, it like throws anything off that they're trying to be like, we're trying to at least off ramp him from this other thing. So you just, you love to see the idiots just destroy each other. But yeah, a lot of clicking going on in there.
Yeah, yeah. There is a New York Times opinion piece where you can, I don't know why it's an opinion piece. Maybe it's not factually accurate at all. They're like, this, in our opinion, this is what the answer would be. But it basically has a tool where you can input your age, where you live, and whether you have preconditions that make you higher risk for you know, complications from COVID-19. And then you find out how many people are in front of you in line for the vaccine. Mm-hmm. And we all scored 268.7 million. We Woo! Are back of the line, baby.
Yes, sir.
That's way to the back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Super how producer Anna Hosni,
like,
I should say. So,
300 million in the country?
DJ Daniel, Miles, and I all got 268 million. Anna Hosnier just is messaging us. No, I am 144 million. See ya, losers.
Damn. Out of 328, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So we're way back there.
We are way
the
back
party's going to be over by the time we get to the club door.
Yeah.
Oh, they're like, yeah, we've already have Medicaid. You don't need the vaccine anymore. We've eradicated it. But thank you for coming by and staying indoors.
Yeah.
Damn. The other thing that I was reading an opinion piece on is like, people were asking of like, what do we do with people who got COVID recklessly? And should that factor into when they get a vaccine? Because they say people who have gotten over it, there's some level usually of antibodies present. But like, do you try and be like, we need to get through the people that were following the directions and prioritize them? Or do people who were also being really careless also get to be like, oh yeah, cool, y'all doing that over here? Yeah, I was fine. So it's a bit, there's like a whole other thing brewing of like, well, who how do we know and should we find out? And it's like, that's gonna start,
I think we should
messy.
Make them eat the vaccine, like a parent who catches the kid like misbehaving.
Ooh,
eat the cigarettes. Yeah.
Yep. eat this glass vial.
Yes.
It's cutting my mouth.
One of the reasons Super Producer Anna Hosni is in front of us in line is because her age cohort is younger than, I guess you guys get lumped in with my old ass, but she is in her 20s, and because people in their 20s can't be trusted to behave, they're like, we got to get these motherfuckers vaccinated because otherwise we're going to have another Mardi Gras crisis on our hands.
And it's not like we're going to do anything to incentivize staying at home, so we'll just do it like this.
Yeah. Okay, and now, finally, DJ Daniel, tell me. So one of my favorite hobbies is not playing video games, but having video games described to me.
And to see if they're worth playing. That's how you determine if they're worth playing for you.
In the eventual future, where it's like watching movie trailers that you're never going to see.
It's like a king having a servant taste their food so there's no poison in it.
Indeed.
So as a average gamer, DJ Daniel, tell me about your Cyberpunk 2077.
Wow.
What's this trend we're seeing?
Well, tomorrow at 4 p.m. Pacific time, 7 p.m. Eastern, the single most anticipated game of the year, Cyberpunk 2077, is finally releasing. Originally scheduled to be released April 16th, pushed back to September 17th, pushed back again to November 19th, and pushed back one more damn time till December 10th.
Sounds like they're cyberpunking you guys. All right. Where's the camera? Huh?
Yeah, exactly. Nowhere. Yeah, no. This is the next game by CD Projekt Red. They made The Witcher, which you guys might be familiar with.
Oh, yeah.
The Henry Cavill series. So The Witcher, a very well-received video game franchise. Oh,
there's a TV show? I just heard the game.
Of course.
As I think Jack as well is in this
game. Yeah, yeah. No, I'm
just the game. Big Geralt fans. No, but you know, it's The Witcher set in a medieval time. This one set in a, 2077 cyberpunk future Night City time. Big open world, do whatever you want, cybernetic additions to your body kind of thing. You know, I think people are just really hungry for another do what you want open world game. And this hopefully delivers. And so people are very, very excited. I number myself among those. I already have it preloaded. I will be playing it tomorrow, most certainly.
What are some of the things you can do to your body in the game?
So every one of your body parts can be replaced, whether it's cybernetic arms, eyes, legs.
Don't need them.
Your junk.
Is that true?
There's cybernetic genitals?
There are replaceable genitalia.
Oh, okay. Hmm.
And so, the game is putting itself out there as really, really do whatever you want. And so I think people are really holding on to, I'm going to make this kind of person who does this and that and that. And we'll see. I mean, I hope that they can deliver. Early reviews are semi-favorable. Lots of bugs, unfortunately. So people are hoping for a day one patch, which unfortunately also is all too common these days. Games just come out and they need that day one patch because they're glitchy or full of bullshit or blah, blah, blah. So... Mm. We'll see. I mean, I'm hopeful, or made by Ubisoft. Well, that's a whole other story. But like, just in general, I know that this game will be fun and enjoyable. I'm gonna like playing it, but it's too hyped. It's too hyped for it to be as good as people think it's gonna be. There's just no way it will.
I mean,
hit that ceiling.
Well, didn't we both go to E3 the year that they unveiled it? And it was like at E3, you would have thought like this is the next Matrix or some
literally.
Shit. Like
that was
energy
it.
Around it. And then when it gets pushed and pushed and pushed, you're like,
And also the fact that the company itself was crunching their employees all the way till the end, 100-hour work weeks, like people really working all the damn time to finish this game, and it's just like, I don't know.
Well, I'm sure they all get a piece of the profits, right?
Oh, sure.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
Oh, yeah. They all get back-end points.
Back-end
points.
That's
how it works.
Everybody's got points on the master. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, totally. Everybody.
That's pretty common in the video game industry, though, right?
Like, totally. Yeah, really, yeah.
It's like
it's really fair across the board for
visual
like everybody
effects.
Involved.
Can't imagine they're just exploiting people's labor to maximize profits and get a product out hastily just to begin those sales to get the Q4 numbers. I mean, I'm just like making stuff up at this point. It can't be any of that.
This is like a rated R, whatever the video game equivalent is. Like,
M for mature.
M?
Yeah.
Definitely.
M for mature.
You knew that, Jack. Come on.
There's a lot of, I mean, like it definitely plays into the world of what's the word? It's supposed to be like the dark side of cyberpunk or the dark side of the future or whatever. I mean, I don't know. That's just to say that you'll be interacting in maybe some illicit drug operations or maybe some sexual scenarios. Who knows?
Well, I'd imagine if you're able to replace and trade out your junk.
Yeah. On the side mission, that one side mission I was reading about where you can steal COVID vaccines and then, sling them on the side. That sounds like a fun thing to do too.
Yeah. Totally. Yeah.
Sounds like a blast. Because COVID is still a problem in 2077.
Yeah, yeah.
This isn't
COVID-77.
This isn't a sequel to Cyberpunk 1989.
Correct.
This is the first Cyberpunk.
Very good.
Started in 2077.
Indeed.
Also, for people who don't know, like when you were saying bugs, it's not like there's mosquitoes in the game. That they programmed.
Yeah,
I'm glad you googled that to confirm.
Yeah, I did. I just wanted to make sure people knew.
Robot insects, no actual bugs though.
Yeah. Right. Okay. Right. Got it. I just like us gamers, we get it, but
for the
worry about the lay people. All right. Well, every once in a while, we like to check in with what is trending in right wing media on Facebook. In other words, with your elderly problematic relatives. Mm-hmm. And right now, they are all flipping out about a video of a mall Santa. This got picked up by Fox News all the greats, mm-hmm. Fox News, the other ones.
Shitstain.org.
Shitstain.org. So this little boy asks for a Nerf gun, and Santa said no. And then he started crying, and his mom's like, you're still going to get it.
Gun. She's like, no, but a Nerf gun, not a gun, Santa, a right. Nerf gun.
And
still no.
Still
oh,
no.
No guns.
That's a no for me. He says, I don't do guns. So, you know, that's a Santa has his policy that he's not going back on. And people are acting like this is a war being waged, that he was put up to it by Bernie Sanders, and that this is the worst thing that's ever happened to Christmas.
Yeah.
Even though it is literally the premise of that movie, A Christmas Story.
Oh, right, because he wants that Red
He
Rider.
Wants a BB gun.
Just shoot your eye
yeah.
out.
Yeah, he wants a BB gun, but Santa literally tells him, no, kid, you'll shoot your eye out. A and London eye hospital recently issued a warning that Nerf guns basically will shoot your eye out.
Okay.
Apparently, Nerf guns have gotten very hyper charged up.
They are on some next. I mean, gone are the days of Ballzooka,
right?
Which I had, which shot out them just shitty little foam balls that hell could barely yeah. do anything.
But even those were better than the ones that shot the like little like kind of limp dart that would just be
yeah
like,
with like the Boom. Suction tip. There's like
yeah,
yeah, and then somebody like did someone. Like wave at me? Right. Did I get shot by? Yeah, the ones now are like they're like chain belt fed, like they mimic modern like
weapon
firearms.
Yeah.
Like they're like essentially the same things like Gatling guns and like assault rifles and shit like that. Which I was like, damn, we only have Ballzooka. But I also, you know, that's like the sort of the gun culture pipeline. You know, is like make the kids' toys like guns.
Yeah,
and then get them hooked. As the NRA says, get them while they're young, like quite literally.
Last year, they made something called a remote controlled tank drone that is way more over the top than that even sounds like. It looks like what's the RoboCop?
Oh, yeah, that thing, the machine.
Yeah, the machine that just lights that dude up and. My favorite scene for the first
enforcement droid 209 ED 209
Ed 209 yeah it looks like a Ed 209 but it's all gun. It's just there's yeah. nothing else but a giant Nerf gun. Few years before that they made an automatic weapon that shot foam discs at 68 miles per hour and
oh yeah
oh my god.
And this is not by accident. A 2016 report from the Violence Policy Center detailed how gun manufacturers utilize toy guns to hook children while they're young, priming them for future gun ownership. So it's not totally surprising that the NRA leapt onto the Santa story.
Have a take on this.
Tweeted about how about that mall Santa no less than 5 times. As of this writing.
I mean, you know, like, sure, what is Santa supposed to do? You know, can Santa have a political stance? Is he supposed to say yes to every child's wish?
Right.
Like, yo, let me get some yellow cake so I can make some weapons of mass destruction, Santa. Come through right. with it. It's really, my dad is asking me to ask you for this. I'm not going to lie, Santa.
And then because of this viral story, this kid who's, by the way, 4... according to some of the news stories, is being like just bombarded with these Nerf rifles that are supposedly for people ages 8.
Oh, God,
and
was
over.
He injured?
yeah, no, not bombarded like that, but people are.
Oh, God.
He has
good,
been
good, good. You love to see that.
Mailed these guns. Like they got dozens and dozens of these guns mailed to their house.
What does that do to a young child? You know, like I'm always curious, like follow ups with like. Kids who are becoming these cultural moments where like Ellen or some other thing, like they go viral and then they get like a ton of something because of this moment that they occupied in our like media consciousness. Like, does that fuck them up down the road? Like, is this guy going to be like, I lost total sense of what's earned after that.
Right.
You know, I cried in front of a Santa and then things showed up at my doorstep. It became like a pattern for me.
Yeah.
I don't know. What kind of reinforcement
that's specifically something you have to deal with when you're parenting is that like when your kid cries, like
what it's reinforcing.
Yeah. You can't like necessarily respond to that as empathetically as you want to, which is just like, give them whatever they want. I just want them to be happy. Because then that reinforces like that's how you get things done. So, you know, you don't even,
I think it's happening in our government right now.
That's right.
Well, yeah. Whatever. What do I know about parenting?
That's right.
That's why I just own 300 Nerf guns.
Ayo.
Just go roll up to your house, and it's like that scene in Terminator 2 where they like open the underground vault of guns, like, but it's all just Nerf. Where are these?
Your parents have been killed. Your foster parents have been killed.
How's Fluffy?
Wolfie's just fine. Your foster parents have been killed. Wow. Thanks. Thanks, Terminator.
So much.
It's just a weird, it's just a heavy thing to hit a young person with. Terminator, please. I get that you're using your game theory and logic, you know, understanding of logic to try and figure out if someone's being deceptive, but you could have just been like, you're in danger, kid, and, you know, let's talk about it later. Do you want ice cream?
Right.
First, and then I'll tell you if foster parents have been killed.
Speaking of video games, I didn't know Mortal Kombat had like Terminators and RoboCops and now Rambo.
They've been adding characters all the time.
Yeah, they're trying to do like they're copy the magic of like Capcom versus Marvel kind of thing. Be like, hey, we'll bring a new IP into this fighting game. Maybe you'll stick around.
And the thing that links them all is just violence. Like
ripped heads off on camera. Yeah.
Our brand is violence.
Have you ripped someone's chest open in a film? Okay, then you could be in the MK universe.
All right. Well, guys, thank you for joining me to tell the people what is trending.
Our pleasure, as always.
That's going to do it for this afternoon. We're back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Wear a mask. Wash your hands. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. We will talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Roger that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 Gs in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at CedarPoint.com.